A controversial gun bill, similar to the one recently vetoed by Governor Snyder, has been reintroduced in Lansing. Michigan Public Radio Network's Jake Neer has been covering this story. Hey, Jake.
Hi, Cindy.
Remind us again, what was it about the initial gun bill that the governor didn't like?
You know, through the entire legislative process, I don't think anyone really was talking about this, but after the bill passed in the very, very wee hours of the morning of the last day of lame duck, people started looking into what this bill would do, and they discovered some language that made it sound like, in certain circumstances, people with personal protection orders against them for things like domestic abuse and stalking, it would open up the opportunity for some of those people in certain situations to get a concealed pistol license. And that really set off a firestorm, you know, especially people who are advocating for people in domestic abuse situations said that that could be dangerous. The governor agreed and said that that aspect of the bill, although he agreed with the overall sort of intention of the bill originally, that little portion of it is enough to veto it.
Yeah, in fact, we spoke with Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, who is very, very passionate about what it's like to grow up in an abusive household. And she felt it would be just too easy for domestic abusers to get a gun. So the governor vetoes it. And now we have Republican State Senator Mike Green reintroducing the measure. Here is Senator Green.
We took out the language referencing the PPO references, and basically the whole bill is identical to the one he vetoed except for the PPO issue.
So, Jake, without the PPO issue, what exactly would this bill do?
What everyone sort of viewed this bill as before that aspect of it sort of peaked its head up was that it would get rid of county gun boards, which now are tasked with approving and actually giving out the concealed pistol licenses. It would transfer those duties to the county clerks and with the Michigan State Police doing background checks. And this is all part of an effort to make Michigan what people call a shall issue state. And it basically would make it so that instead of county by county deciding who can get a concealed pistol license, we'd have more of a uniform system across the state, and it would be more streamlined so people in certain counties aren't waiting for months and months to get an answer on whether or not they're going to get their CPL.
It's likely then that the GOP-led Senate and House will say yes and pass this again?
Especially the Senate. I've talked to a spokesperson for Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekoff, and she said that the Majority Leader, who has been known for apparently carrying around a concealed pistol on the Senate floor on numerous occasions, is very supportive of this bill. He expects it to be one of the very first bills that the Senate passes this session.
And do we have any idea if this revised version of the bill is something Governor Snyder can get behind?
Well, in his veto letter, the governor said that he did agree with most aspects of the bill. It was just this one portion dealing with PPOs that he found could possibly be dangerous. And so it sounds to me like if Senator Green is, you know, if he has introduced the bill without those references in it, it's more likely, much more likely that the governor would sign it this time around.
Jake Neer, reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Jake, thank you.
Thank you.